Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And as you know, we're going to put less and less up on social media because we're not getting promoted. And our podcast is in the top one half of 1% in the world, according to ListenNotes and the 3.6 million podcasts they evaluate. And it's a lot of the same material. Go figure, right? So anyway, catch us on our TV show, the Common Sense Show.tv. And we are brought to you by Noble Gold. Very quickly, if you have a retirement in the bank, you're waiting for a disaster to happen. Let Noble Gold get your retirement away from the bank, under your control, back it with precious metals. You own it. They can't touch it. Life's good. Let's move on. How do you do it? 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. And by the way, we had a little money come in from a deal I closed. And we went and bought gold from Noble Gold. So when I tell you this, the FTC wants me to tell you there's a risk in everything. We're giving you that warning. We agree with it. That warning should also be over the door of every flipping bank in America. They're criminal and they want to steal from you, folks. All right. We got Paul Preston with us here. And I was honored to be able to speak at his convention with some dynamite people. Joe Hoff. I mean, it was unbelievable. I was in awe of the speakers he had there, and I kind of slinked on the stage there and just tried to just say my two cents, not embarrass myself, because there were all stars supporting this movement. New California, okay, to replace don't Californicate the people in California. And I'll tell you, you can't get a U-Haul to leave California right now. Paul may be giving them reasons to stay. Paul, let's deal with both sides of the ledger. Welcome to the show, my friend. It's great to have you on. You know, we're friends, but I can say this stepping outside our friendship. You're one of America's heroes because you're going to change the balance of power in Congress forever. And I mean forever. And I think this is absolutely fantastic. Great to have you on. And what a great convention you had. And you had a vote the week or 2 weeks after I was out at your convention. You want to start there and tell us what happened?
Sure. Well, at the convention, thanks for having me on, Dave. It's really
You bet.
wonderful to be here with you. And we had a great time in Visalia, California. At the Constitutional Convention, we produced a constitution and voted on it after 13 constitutional conventions in 8.5 years. A long time to build this constitution. We're very happy with it. And what to your point was that we had pledged that we would get this out to the public as soon as practical. And so we put on an election in California. That was an election that involved really about 37 counties of the 58, but we had reach into about 45 of the counties. And so what we wanted to do is get some opinion, get a vote, see what the people thought of the Constitution, and did they support a new constitution for New California and California. And the election went off brilliantly. It was one day voting. We had 37 teams of people in 37 counties that counted all the votes in one day, and there's one chain of custody. There's not hundreds that are now on paper ballots. Each piece of paper costs us less than, I think less than 25 cents. A ballot today, the modern day mail-in ballots, at least $20, 21, 22, depending on all the bells and whistles, each one. So in California, you've got 23 million at $20 a piece. Now do the math on that.
Oh,
That's a, and that nationwide, there's another issue there. But my point is that we executed this with it was flawless. We got the data that we wanted to get. It wasn't a large number count. I didn't expect it, but the distribution numbers were very, very good. And so what we got is a very you look at the smaller numbers, but the distribution, we had a very broad base of counties, Republican, Democrat, as you want to call them that, from all aisles, and overwhelming support for the Constitution. Overwhelming, wasn't even close. Then we followed it up about a month later with a second one asking different questions. But the bottom line was, did you support the Constitution? And again, we had these were principled votes. So in other words, we told everybody that this is what we passed at the convention. 99% of it, 95% of it is solid. It's what we're going to go with, but we are reserving the right to make adjustments and things like that to the Constitution before he finally submitted to Congress. And then Congress may, we've been telling people this, but then Congress may make some changes, which we anticipate that'll happen because that's going to just part of the deal. And so that we did that one, and that one was much better. We had 47 counties that were actually involved. Many of them had multiple precincts in at this time, and we had a reach that went to all 58 counties. Now, we didn't get all 58 counties to vote, get a vote out of all 58, but we got a 70% increase in voter turnout. And we're going to, and that was again overwhelming. We're now going to go and do a map distribution. We're going to show them the map of what we're going to be proposing to Congress so everybody sees where it's at. And we're going to have another election. That election is going to be October 4th. Then we are going to exercise our constitutional rights as New Californians based upon our Constitution. And we're going to go and present both the Constitution and the map to the voters on November 4th, Tuesday, November 4th. And that's part of our Constitution, by the way. We claim that date first, not California, because of this other little hijinks. We've always said we were going to do this. Now, all of a sudden, they want to do a constant, they want to do an election, a special election to amend the Constitution so that they can gerrymander new Democratic districts in California's congressional districts. So we're not part of that, but it's going to be making for some interesting bedfellows on election day. People are going to be voting in one precinct and then run over to vote to the new California in another precinct. I think this is history. I mean, this is real history being made here. And people will look at this 150 years from now going, God, they really did that. And we really did have two votes, and they're viable votes. And again, in the process of making a new state, what is viability of a vote? That was something that Lincoln and his staff, once they got the paperwork from Congress and the recommendation to sign a proclamation to make Virginia a state, or West Virginia a state, there was much question about the fact that many of the counties that West Virginia was proposing to have in its sphere didn't even vote. And a lot of them didn't even vote. And then a lot of the turnout was very low. And Lincoln, we kept saying, well, there is a civil war going on, and people are being hunted down and killed in West Virginia just for this notion. And so finally, he concluded after a long meeting with the staff that there was a divided, that some did not want it because there wasn't a viable vote, and others said, no problem. And he finally said, look, was there a vote? And they all said, yes. Was it a vote of West Virginians? And they all said, yes. He said, a vote is a vote. Doesn't matter if it's big, small, indifferent, not in the county or what. A vote is a vote. I'm
Right.
signing the proclamation.
You don't need a quorum for a vote like that. You can do whoever shows up. If you had 10 people vote and six say yay, then it's yay.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's exactly what we've done now twice. And we've got an authorization on our Constitution twice. And bells and whistles are going to be added some more to it, but that's just all part of the process.
Let me step outside where we're going with this, because I do think this is related. Let's assume, just for the sake of argument, that the Trump administration sends the DOJ to town and there's not one inch of light rail. The money for the homeless haven't been accounted for. You've got the missing Hollywood money for the LA fires and about three other scandals that are hanging out there now that haven't been resolved. And let's assume, for the sake of argument, if they come in and they say, this is a lawless state. You're acting outside the Constitution, and we're suspending your legislature. We are taking over. Do you think there's a possibility there just still might be one California because they would slide your leadership in?
I think that there's going to be. I think that there's going to be initially, and we've made arrangements for that, and that we did the same thing as what West Virginia did because they had to do the same thing. They reorganized the Virginia government at the time into what was called a reorganized Virginia. Francis Pierpont said, they determined that they could not work with the legislature in Richmond because of their Confederacy, and plus they were leaving to form it up in the Confederacy. So the Congress would not take their paperwork. And so they came back all discouraged. And Pierpont said, well, we're all Virginians here still. let's reform our government because the Virginia people in government left and to join the Confederacy. Let's reform our government and reorganize it, and we'll take our paperwork to the reorganized government. So he set up a government, and they did. And then they moved that on to Congress, and Congress balked originally. They said, well, that's it, that'll work, because they don't have any other place to turn to. So what we're going to do is we've done the same thing. We have reorganized California. And 2 years ago, we submitted our paperwork for statehood to our reorganized California. We're up and running as a reorganized. It's very, it's not like a regular government, and we don't meet all the time. We meet in subgroups, but it's enough for us to function. But we're going to be the receptacle of the government at that time. And they're going to then utilize the New California Movement as a corporation, because we are a corporation right now, but moving to statehood to get a constitution. They're going to use our corporation to continue on with a continuity of government, so to speak, with California. But my inkling is now, when President Trump, and he is going to declare an executive order, an emergency. And he is going to suspend habeas corpus.
Yes.
And I think that when that happens for California, he has no choices now, because we have been witnessing the chaos of no constitution in this state for years now. And we've been seeing the looting and the plundering, the raping of our children, the destruction of our kids, the mutilation, all the things that have gone along, the fires, the extreme fires, all this stuff that we've been experiencing. That all has to come to an end, and he can end it in one fell swoop, and put us in power as, well, not as power, but put us as an acting government, and we would have the military's help. There is no doubt about that. He's already activated. Dave, he activated what, 11 states' National Guards. It's not a lot of men. It doesn't need to be originally. But he's also got the military. I suspect the 101st Airborne will, in fact, show up at some point in time, and we'll be invited to take the reins and become the 51st state. And reorganized California will be up and ready to function, to take over the responsibilities of Newsom's faltered system. The first thing we did at our first convention for the reorganized California is we readopted the 1849 Constitution of California, which is where the compact lies. You have to do that. That's a procedural thing you have to do. We did that already 2 years ago.
It's pretty amazing. So let me see if I'm understanding this correctly. The habeas, writ of habeas corpus comes in, and you say, "Hey, you're done as a government, California. We're in charge." Your group becomes the caretakers, and then that state is reorganized, and then there's California, and then you continue with your new California movement. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's correct. The habeas corpus
Okay.
suspension will apply to people that will be maligning and using the media as an example. That will happen. But also, I see habeas corpus being extended to various politicians and certainly judges.
Okay, now I have another question, almost tongue in cheek, but maybe not. You remember when Rush Limbaugh was invited to spend the night in the White House because George W. Bush liked him?
Right.
Don't forget who your friends are, Paul. Don't forget who your friends are.
won't. You'll be the first one to spend the night that
Oh,
week.
man, I got to invite Simone Anderson, Joe Hoft, Michelle Melendez, that'd be quite the group. That's, by the way, people who were at the convention, and I was riveted. I mean, here I am supposed to be a participant, right? And I'm sitting there acting like I'm just part of the audience, and that's it. It was so good, so well organized. And I got to tell you, I'm sorry that my son was under the weather. Because with him wanting to become a lawyer, that would have been invaluable for him to sit through some of those sessions. And I have to admit, I know it was secure, but I snuck into a couple of them and watched. I mean, this was real government.
Yeah,
Real
no,
government.
that's you bet it is. You listen, it real government with people understanding there's dire consequences to every one of their actions. The new Californians took it exactly right, and they did the right thing, every single one of them. I'm so proud of them. I could just, as you know, it was a very incredible moment when they voted and approved the Constitution. I mean, it's historic. It was just major
Phenomenal.
league historic.
Phenomenal. That's all I got to say. It was phenomenal. I change gears just for a second here. Speaking of the president and the prominent role he'll play in what you're doing, Venezuela. I did a show last night with Sam Arnold. He's our Latin American expert. He'll forget more about South America than I'll ever know. And he thinks there's going to be strategic invasions. I think there's going to be strategic strikes, but it's mostly a blockade interdiction of fentanyl coming to America in ships. What do you think?
I think all the above, and I think that we have every right to do this. And Donald Trump has every right, and he's got a responsibility and a duty to do this. The intervention, the killing, we got to stop the killing of our own people by
I agree.
fentanyl. I'm so sick of this because, I tell this story. I don't go down there as often as I used to, but I was going down to the studio in Marysville, California, and I go down early in the morning. I get there like at 4:30 in the morning for the 6 o'clock show, and the studio sits on the second floor, and I can look down the window and I can see the guys that are all torqued out on fentanyl, and they're crying out, they're in pain. When the sun comes up, the show's about ready to go, and I got to make sure the window's closed, and because they start screaming. Well, this is not acceptable. And, we've, and I live in Sutter County, and I have many, many friends here, and many people have lost children, grandchildren to fentanyl. And it's devastating to see this. But this has been happening all around the nation. We are being invaded still with fentanyl. We're being cyber invaded still. The people have slowed down. Donald Trump has done a good job of slowing that down. But the other invasions, there's certainly people in our own government still aiding and abetting, which is a big problem. And I know Trump is doing everything he possibly can, but I'm telling you, some of the stuff that I've been privy to and watching, how the deep state operator is still embedded inside the government, even after 8 months of Donald Trump, are trying to figure out and connive ways to come back and hurt people like Kash Patel and Pam Bondi and Donald Trump with malicious lies. It's absolutely amazing, but that's what you have to deal with. I think they've done a fantastic job. Yeah, but again, the more that he exercises, which he can do right now, the more he exercises his executive authorities to straighten out the problems, like he's doing in Washington, D.C. And now I see Pritzker's out there screaming like a little pig about the fact that Donald Trump's going to show up with some troops to straighten out that place. I mean, Chicago is horrible in terms of what's going on down there. And Pritzker says, "Oh, there's nothing to see here. Just move along." It was Pritzker who sold Gavin Newsom his house in one of our counties here. I can't remember the name of the county, but anyway, they sold him the county or the house. And by the way, it's a $9 million house, and it's got a blue roof.
Explain the blue roof.
The blue roof is designed to protect the house from any kind of lasers that might be used on it to burn it down, just like they did. It's called directed energy weapons. You put blue as part of the light spectrum that a laser will not activate on because they're using a blue stone basically to use it. So it will not burn down a house. How do you think Oprah Winfrey's house survived Lahaina? It has a blue roof. How's the Capitol in Washington, D.C., and the White House? They've got blue roofs.
It's because the directed energy weapons doesn't react to a blue roof,
It
right?
will not activate. It will not burn the house, or it will not burn the building. That's correct. It won't turn the house into an electric microwave.
Well, under the heading, you can't dodge the Hodge, we're going to Maui. I'm not going to say when, but you know where we're going to end up.
Oh yeah.
I'll be calling my friend Michelle, a couple of
That's
the
right.
elders that I've dealt with on the islands, and because these people are still getting screwed, Paul.
Oh, the
You heard from
Dave.
Michelle at your conference what's still going on there.
I've been watching. I have not de dedicated the time to it because we've got so many other things going on right now. But that governor over there, he's just as outrageous as Newsom.
Well, I don't know if Newsom could be accused of mass murder of his own people.
Oh, what about Paradise?
LA, I think that was more
LA?
the mayor, but okay, I agree. It's under his auspices. I'll go there with you. But Green was involved in the plot.
Well, he was visibly involved. That's correct.
Yeah, he was physically involved. I'll just say this, and I could say a whole lot more, but in the interest of brevity, 3 weeks before the fires, he said, "You people online don't have to worry about the developers. They have to stop pressuring you. You don't have to sell." And they'd been through decades of pressure and harassment. And then finally, he said, "Okay, you're now an historically preserved site, and no one can do anything unless there is a natural disaster." And 3 weeks later, they burned down Lahaina, and now these people are gone. And by the way, you mentioned Oprah and her blue roof. Okay. You know, she also got tens of millions from FEMA.
Oh yeah,
Did
I
you know
heard that.
that?
I heard that, yeah.
How does she get away with it? And this is something I think Trump needs to be calling her and say, "Hey, Oprah, we're sending someone to get that money back."
It's and she tried to play it up like she was giving money away and all that other good stuff. It was very, very interesting to
It's
see
not
how
her
this whole.
money. It's
Well,
not her
I
money to
know
give away.
that's my point. That's my point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my point.
Oh, you know, I'm still enraged, and it's over 2 years later. But the abuse is still going on. They're playing all kinds of games. They're preventing the people from moving back in. And Michelle really did a good job. Michelle Melendez really did a good job covering that at your conference. And there's going to be more communities. Who's going to be the next community they want to get rid of? You know, it's going to be smart city. I think that's what LA is going to go to, at least part of it. And just in time for the Olympics. And of course they burned the Diddy files. How convenient is that?
Oh, that's very convenient, right?
Yeah,
Oh, and who's involved with Diddy? MI6.
and who was involved with Epstein? The Mossad and MI6.
MI6
Yeah,
also.
I hear you. They got their fingers everywhere, don't they?
Russiagate, MI6.
Sam said this last night on our show, and he said, "Every time I turn around, England's interfering."
MI6, right.
Yeah, there you go. They're stirring the pot,
Well,
and
they're
they're
stirring it up
trying.
out here in California by running Steve Hilton.
Well, let's okay. Neither one of us are going to go on Fox now, Paul.
No, we're
Because
not.
he's their little boy or,
That's right.
you know, female dog. This is a family show. But Paul, let's talk about Steve Hilton, his background, what we're talking about here, and his relationship with Fox News, spelled FAUX.
Well, yeah, he was brought into Fox News. I think it was all part of the passageway to come to California to straighten out the problems in California, his way, the Steve Hilton way, and get and bed himself with all the wealthy people of California using the Fox personality that he is to get there. And so that's been that he did a couple of years doing that. So I think he's been here since about 2017. Well, that doesn't make him somebody who understands California at all. If you listen to him, he has no clue about California. Well, why should he? He's from Great Britain, where he spent I don't know how many years being the chief of staff to Cameron. I mean, come
Yeah,
on. So he's definitely related to the government of Great Britain, and of course the royals and the monarchy. So now we're talking about not all of you are talking about the Bank of London. But we're now talking about the Vatican. So I view him as an outside agent. I really, and he's running for election, and people are like fawning all over him. And again, when you take a look at some of the people that are fawning all over him, it's like, and again, I have nothing in the hunt for governor because we're making a new state, right? I mean, I don't. I do like Chad Bianco, and the reason why I like Chad Bianco is because he took on Newsom and buried him in Bonta and all that, and did it rightfully so. He was doing his duty, by the way, and he did it, so I can support that. But when you take a look at Steve Hilton, he's done nothing, and he's doing nothing. He doesn't have any. And if you're not changing the California Constitution to where it's going to be a real constitution, then you're doing nothing. If you think that you can continue with the California system with the electronic voting system and the cheat and all that stuff that goes along with it, and a constitution that's a misfit constitution that doesn't, it's a corporation, it's not a constitutional government. If you think you can run it that way and continue to run up all these excessive debts and not get rid of the debt, then good luck. But he doesn't offer anything, Dave. So why is he here? Well, we believe he's here because he's acting on behalf of MI6, who wants to make sure that California can be plundered. Got to remember, the British have had a really long history here in this country of interfering with our finances and everything. And again, that hasn't stopped or abated one bit. Now the monarchy is dying. We know that the crown is dying. So they're in their last, I think, opportunity to try and do something out here in California, because they do have the, think about it. We've got the operators from Jekyll Island who's been in charge for so long,
Yeah.
and that's all ending now. That's thanks to Donald J. Trump.
The worm is turning. But with Hilton, this is how I see it, Paul. He is the safety valve when Gavin Newsom gets taken down. That's how I see it. And I agree with you.
You're
He
right. I think
offers
that's exactly
nothing.
right.
He is not qualified to be governor of California. Tea and crumpets anyway. Oh, that's right. I'm in California. So he is not qualified to be the governor whatsoever. And I've heard some really bad things about his past. Do we want to go there?
Sure, I don't listen, I have not heard the bad things about his past. I've just heard the bad things that he said in the present. So what is that? What is in that past? I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, the MI5 projects, and let's put it this way. His division of MI5, and this is what I'm told, not saying it's true, can't validate it, but I'll just go on rumor here. They were responsible for the murder of Princess Di. That's probably the worst thing I've heard. I will say this, leaving the scandals out that I can verify he's been part of the groups. That it was intentionally set that Brexit would happen, Britain would leave the European Union, and not so much because they didn't want the control of the EU, they wanted a separate entity so they could double team opponents going down the road. And Ukraine is a perfect example. Hell, we just had British intelligence officers caught behind Russian lines in the
Right.
Ukraine war, okay? And Hilton, I'm not saying he was involved in that situation, but he is MI5 and involved in a lot of those situations. And he represents the Bank of London. And what's the Bank of London doing these days? Oh, they're still promoting gold certificates that they have no gold for or not enough gold for to back up.
Well,
And this is why you buy hard gold, folks. I've been saying this now for 2 years. Don't buy paper. And Steve Hilton's part of the group that is behind this fraud.
There you have it. I mean, that's a big fraud. And what does California have a lot of?
Well, a lot of gold.
Right. And paradise. And if you take a look at the fires that burned at 4,000 degrees, it's scorched earth in those fires. And a lot of them are in gold country. So the lumber, everything's denuded off the land, very easy to go in and placer mine it, bring out tons and tons and tons of gold.
If
That's
gold
why,
gets
and
revalued, you're.
Steve Hilton would sign those contracts in a heartbeat.
Yeah, well, here's support for what you're saying. I believe Trump is going to revalue gold. And if you're sitting in California, you can wipe out the criminal debt that's been compiled. And it could be a case of no harm, no foul. If gold goes up astronomically and California can wipe out his debt, which is why Trump would do it for the American debt. And I do think
Right.
that that's coming. I don't think he has a choice. I mean, next year, Paul, we takes 50% of the money we t take in just to pay the interest.
Oh, I know. It's awful. And
And
it's going to continue to get awful. It will continue. See, the other part of it that people don't see is this other, the largest, one of the largest industries now in California is child sex trafficking, brought to you by MI5, MI6. And that's a fact. These are facts. Slavery, brought to you by the British. That's a fact.
have they
Slavery's been
enlisted the
going on
cartel
forever.
and have they
But
enlisted the cartel in the furtherance of that
oh,
goal?
Absolutely. Cartels definitely,
That's
definitely involved, heavily involved with the cartels with child sex trafficking, either organ transfers, child sex, or fostering children. They use the foster family system for fostering children. So you'll have like homes that have 5 and 6 bedrooms. So you can have 10 or 12 kids in a house, one house, getting anywhere from $10,000 to $12,000 per month per child. That's the cartel runs all that. It's in combination with several of the state agencies, CPS and so on.
interesting, because this is kind of going full circle back to the earlier days of Ukraine, where you had gun running courtesy of the Clinton Foundation. They were involved. Hunter Biden was involved. Devin Archer was involved in this. And I've been told that British intelligence was involved in this, and they were directing it all, and that they actually were giving marching orders to Americans. With regard to Ukraine, Vindman would be one. Lisa Monaco was another. Have you heard these stories?
Yeah, we heard these stories, and we heard the stories about the California Military Reserve being utilized in all this, a National Guard unit that was deployed by Governor Jerry Brown, a
Oh, they
governor of
were
a
the
state.
snipers on the roof when
They were the
Russian
snipers on.
control of Ukraine was taken away through assassinations in Kiev.
And the snipers were trained and
Yeah.
equipped by the California Military Reserve, brought to you by Jerry Brown.
You know, I'm sure glad, Paul, we were able to keep this YouTube friendly and having no scandal here whatsoever, not one hint of a conspiracy theory.
None.
We've done such a marvelous job here,
Not one little bit. Just
but
military operations.
let me go a step further because I want to bring this back to New California. We know that Obama's henchmen, like Eric Holder, they were trying to lead the way to get California out of the Union and become a protectorate of the UN. And they went
Right.
as far to even open up a makeshift embassy in Moscow. I've got the pictures of it on my
I'll
website.
exit, right?
Do you think Hilton is going to resurrect this with the help of British intelligence?
I believe so, and they'll bring in the United Nations to help them.
Under the Kigali.
Right.
And people, if you don't know what the Kigali principles are, Obama and John Kerry signed this onto us in the lame duck period of Obama's presidency in December of 2016. We signed an agreement without the approval of Congress, I mean the Senate, because it's a treaty and it required a two-thirds approval in the Senate, which it didn't get. And what it says is if the leader of a political entity, and they were pretty careful about their words, they said if they get into trouble, like there's a revolution, an invasion, a natural disaster, they can send in the UN troops.
Right, and that's exactly what they intend to do, in my opinion. We've been talking about this for so long,
Years, years, over a
and
decade.
well, it's more than 10 years, Dave. I mean, I can remember when I first became aware that there were weapons being stored in California for some future date. It was 1989, and this was when both my parents suddenly passed away. They left a trust and executiveship, and I had to run it. Don't ever do that again. Don't ever do that. I've done that. But one of the things that we were doing was looking for places to invest money, and there was a real estate investment trust that popped up, and that looked like a place that. So it turned out that much of the property that we were going to invest in was in Ontario, California, not very far from where I lived. And so I made an appointment to see a real estate broker, the guy who ran the trust and everything. And so he took me out to all these empty buildings. And of course, this is 89, so Ontario had not exploded yet with all the different buildings and storage and being a transient hub. And so it's just fantastic what's going on down there. And but it was property that was right next to the airport at the end of the runway down there where UPS is. And so we're going this big, huge building, and he's talking about cash flow, and he's doing this and that. And I said, okay. So I go out and I sit by my get by my truck, and we're sitting there talking, and I can see over the bed. I could see this UPS plane disgorging weapons boxes in green pallets, green boxes, and taking them off and all that. And I said, oh, I said what? I said, look at all those boxes over there. Those look like weapons being taken out. This is 89. And so he said, oh yeah, he says, He says, we've got the Chinese that are coming over here and they're renting all these empty buildings. He says, that's a great sell here. He starts to sell me and pitch it. And so I stopped and I said to him, so what kind of weapons? He says, well, the light arms, AK-47 types and some cannons and mortars and things like that. And I stopped him and I looked and I said, why would they be doing that? And it just, he got through the profit thing and saw where I was going. This is 89. And of course, there, we found out later from our sources that yes, that was, they were being compiled there. And we know that there's these weapon caches are all around. And but this is 1989. Now it's 2025. And we're looking around like, are they going to use those weapons under the Kigali principle with the military age men that they brought over between 2020 and 2024?
Interesting, because Hilton would be in a position. You see, the move to get California out called Cal Exit, it failed because Eric Holder is a buffoon, and the people that were working with him were buffoons. And you bring in Hilton and British intelligence, I think they're going to resurrect this, and I think they may have the wherewithal to have the potential to pull this off.
Yes, I agree. I agree. And that's one of the reasons why Donald Trump has to act and act fast.
Holy crap. You know, I also find this interesting too, Paul. And you and I've mentioned this off air, and I want to bring this out publicly. If I were Newsom, I'd be scared poopless right now about what you're doing and how you could be the takeover agent for his state, but nonetheless, you're going to wreck the political power of the Democratic Party when you become a state. And I look at this, Paul, and I'm just scratching my head saying, why isn't he attacking you like he attacks Trump? Because you're a bigger threat to him than Donald Trump right now.
Oh yeah, no. Listen, I agree with you. I don't care. It doesn't see. I can have those thoughts and everything, but we're too busy making the state and doing the things we need to do, of course, and planning for the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. So our focus is over there. We have learned to be disciplined in the new California state movement and not be distracted by the publicity or the what somebody says about us, or because we're very unique. We're not
Okay.
political. And we live in a very unique environment where we can have so much power and authority because it's a really we the people program because the Constitution says so. It's all constitutional. And the people who don't understand the Constitution have no clue what we're doing. And when they figure it out, there's panic. And right now, I think there's panic going on with him because he's probably figuring out the depth of where we're coming from in this new California state movement. So he probably will attack us, but doesn't matter to us.
I can't believe it hasn't already happened. Paul, I understand what you're saying, and this was comment wasn't directed at your organization.
Right.
I agree with you. Keep the blinders on, get the job done. But Newsom, he has enemies piling up like crazy, and I think you got to be in the top three.
I think we're number one.
You're up there. There's no question. We can
I
debate, is Trump's
always like to
DOJ
say
come
we're
to
number
town? Is
one.
that going to be bigger? But the reality is you are a huge threat. Because if you take down California, California can still survive if there's an entity that can move right in. And I look at, and the thing is, I like about this move too, is California be taken over by Californians and not Trump. Can you imagine what the left and the media would say if Trump took over California?
Because we're Californians, exactly. And that's why I keep telling people we had our tete-a-tete with the grifters who were coming out here after the election and charging exorbitant fees to basically even undermine what we're trying to do out here as New California, but also to really, I think, act as part of maybe some agents of MI6. Just thought I'd throw that one out there, telling us and kind of saying we'll be better and this will be better and blah, blah, blah. And coming up with false canards and things like that. And then we figured out years ago, we're not going to listen to the outsiders. We're going to listen to Californians and we're going to solve the problem as Californians because we think we can. And we're solving it. The biggest problem for Newsom and the others is that we are, as Californians, are solving a constitutional problem that he has no idea how to solve. We are empowered by the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, and we get it.
Yeah.
We understand as a We the People movement what power and what authority we have. And he has no idea what he's got or what he doesn't have, because after last week's S show down there, I call it that or call it whatever, it's obvious they don't have any semblance of understanding the U.S. Constitution, let alone their own. They call their Constitution, Dave, a representative democracy constitution.
They're correct.
Yeah, there are. They
Because, see,
look
we're
at
not
it.
a democracy as a nation. A democracy are two wolves and a sheep deciding who's for dinner.
That's
A
right.
republic democracy has a constitution that protects people's civil liberties, regardless of who has the majority.
Well, what that is that the two wolves and one sheep, but the sheep is very well armed and he's contesting the decision. That's a republic.
Yeah, no, I hear you. An armed republic.
That's right.
But
That's right. Second
it's an
Amendment,
issue.
baby.
Well, are you seeing less fallout from illegal immigration because the border is closed, at least the southern border is?
Yeah, but we're still seeing this thing with the driver's licenses, and that's just a tragedy what happened with the Singh family. The Sikhs are very, very wonderful people, and they come here for the opportunity. And this whole idea of enabling and empowering anybody to get a driver's license, and they don't have to speak English to get it. These people come here thinking they're going to get a fresh start, and they don't need English skills. And they go to the DMV. I go by the DMV every day to pick up my mail, every single day. And sometimes I stop and watch what happens. And it's the DMV. It's the state of California that and by Biden, by the federal government that allowed this, and certainly motor voter enhanced this. This is what happened with Bill Clinton. But these people are not learning anything before they get a driver's license. This is like going out. The same comparable thing would be, I'm going to go to down to the airport. Heck, I'm going to go down to Sacramento Internet, San Francisco International Airport. I want to fly a 747. So tomorrow morning, I'll be down there at 8 o'clock, and I'm going to walk in, kind of like Clint Eastwood in that movie when he posed as the pilot. He didn't know it. Finally, they're taxiing down the runway, and the co-pilot says, "Excuse me, sir, but have you ever flown before?" He said, "No." And that's what I would. I mean, that'd be the comparable thing for you or I to go in there and, okay, I've got it here, but let's put on the seatbelt. Where's the keys to start the motors? And let's go. Let's throttle up and let's take off. It's the same thing. I don't have any training, and the kid did. This Sikh kid, I'm not defending what happened. This is a tragedy. But this, the problem, it's the state is the problem.
No, I agree. I'll tell you, I explained it this way. It's Leave It to Beaver. My wife and I were watching a Leave It to Beaver rerun,
Right.
and Wally and Beav were given the job of cleaning up their yard. Their pickup trash guy didn't show up. So the two friends of Wally said, "Well, just stick it in one of our cars and we'll take it to the dump." And Wally and Beaver stayed behind, and the friends got lazy and just dumped it in a vacant lot, and they got caught. And it came back to Wally, and Wally and Beaver had to go clean up the mess. Here's my point, Paul. I learned from Leave It to Beaver that if you're the head of a state that gives driver's license to non-citizens and it results in the manslaughter or murder of American citizens, the executive in charge of that state should stand trial. Just like Beaver and Wally did.
I agree. I absolutely agree. But I think this is what we're going to see more of these tragedies. And again, I hope that I've been out on this. As you know, I drive up and down the state all the time. It doesn't matter what time it is. I drive up and down the state all the time, and I see what's going on with these bus driver or these truck drivers, and it's dangerous. And they are all over the map. And passing one. Going 70 miles, he's going 70 or 75 miles an hour, which is over the speed limit, by the way. And he's not keeping it on track. The tail is moving around a lot. You take your you're risking your own life there when you try and pass these people. But you better pass and pass over them quickly. But my point is that this has got to be solved. Now, there's another connection to this is really devastating, and that's what's going on with the marijuana plantations. California
Oh,
has
yeah.
returned. to a plantation state in which we have massively large marijuana grows going on, hundreds, thousands of acres of marijuana under cultivation. And they get three harvests out of the greenhouses every year. That's three harvests a year because they have three grow seasons on the in the greenhouses. And they're baling up this stuff. And now, some my understanding, it's not bales of marijuana, but they package it and then put it in a bale-like form and put it on pallets, and they load it up on these truck beds, these 18-wheeler covered truck beds. And one place I went to in Northern California, I counted over 100 trailers, and I watched them load these marijuana pallets into those trucks. And you know, they started driving out, and I said to myself, when you get the tractors all hooked up, you know, how many, that's just one center. How many are affecting the freeways out there? I'd say, and I my number, I'm saying, is about 30% of all trucks, especially the white trailered ones with no markings, they're hauling marijuana, Dave. Now
Well,
you combine that with somebody who's come from Pakistan or come from another country, and he's never learned to read English, can't even read the street signs. I mean, you saw the test. They did an English language test on these guys, and of the 12, was it the 12 street signs, they could only recognize and understand two of them. Road signs, street signs.
I know we're all at risk from this. I totally agree. I can't remember the location, but ICE did a raid, infamous raid, a huge raid on a marijuana, illegal marijuana growing operation run by the cartel. And they discovered trafficked kids doing
Right.
illegal labor as well. Do you
That
remember
was
that?
Camarillo.
Yeah, Camarillo, that's it.
Right.
Yes. And I'm thinking that's enough to come in and basically shut down the state. Here's what I know. Humboldt County, okay, you know about Humboldt County. And that whole region up there, they do illegal marijuana grows all the time, and they can undersell the state, and so the state isn't even making the profit they should be making. I don't think they should be selling marijuana anyway, but they can't make the profit because the cartel is undercutting them, and forest rangers are finding it. And I'm sure you heard about that one forest ranger. It's come across all these illegal grows. It's huge in your state, isn't it?
Right. No, it's the one in Camarillo, actually, is land. It's incredible land. It's over there by the air base down there in Camarillo, the Navy base. And it the probably 10, 20,000 acres of prime farmland right on the coast. And it's in Oxnard in the Camarillo area. And row crops, I mean, exquisite fruits and vegetables and everything else like that, but they don't do that anymore. They're raising marijuana in grows. And it was at that place where ICE raided it, and they found 14 kids being used as slave laborers. 14 kids, and they were being used as slave laborers. There were 14 of them, and I think the oldest one was 13 or something like that, and the
Wow.
rest of them were, you know, 5 and 6 and 7. And now, just recently here in Sutter County, there was a find at a marijuana grow in which they pulled up two mummified Chinese bodies. And what's going on there, we found this out down in San Bernardino, Riverside counties, that the Chinese open up their grows and they use slave labor out of China. So nobody gets fed properly. They give them limited water. They work them until they die, and then they dispose of their bodies out in the desert.
Kind of like the Nazi labor camps, huh?
This is nothing more than a plantation. These are Newsom's plantations, we call them, and that's what's going on here. It's slave labor, it's child sex trafficking, it's all that stuff. It's all part of the cartels. Newsom's engaged in it, involved with it, just like everybody else is out here.
How's he engaged?
Well, he's got direct links, especially in Mexico, and not only in Mexico but Central and South America, to the cartels.
Okay.
And we know these things, so we're pretty positive about that.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've heard the same thing. Is it true that Newsom had a nonprofit that received several million dollars from the LA Hollywood fire money that was
That's
raised?
correct. It was run by Jennifer Siebold, which is his wife. And we're looking in right now. we've done our DOGE on a number of these NGOs, and we're looking in. I can't discuss it because we're doing a DOGE similar to what the president was doing with Elon Musk. And because all the records that they use are records that we can find, and we've got an excellent team of people that are working in with us. And some of the stuff that we're finding about Gavin Newsom and other members of the
Whoa.
California legislature and government, unbelievable. There's one that we're working on. It's a pretty important one. You'll be hearing about that when things start to break. It's going to blow your mind what happened.
I want you to hear this. That's the DOJ knocking on your door saying, you've already done our work. Can we talk to
Yeah,
you?
that. Well, and we're more than happy to share, obviously, and we've shared some of it at this point. I'm not really willing to talk about it.
No, I'm not. I want to put you in a
No, I
position.
know.
I
No, I know.
understand how sensitive that would be, but these are stories that are coming to me about Newsom's involvement in all this criminal activity. And that's why I wanted to cross-reference that with you.
Well, I
I'm already
guess.
convinced this is true.
Yeah, it's a little bit difficult to see it, but they're there. It's all there, and you just have once you find it, you look at it and say, "Oh, there's the link," and there's another link, and then it just kind of cascades after that.
It's one big criminal enterprise. I want to go back to Steve Hilton just for a second. Something occurred to me. You and I have talked about Fox News, kind of pushing this to the side and so forth, because you're talking about Steve Hilton. You know what's interesting? Rupert Murdoch is from that same region of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you got to believe his sons are playing ball. And also, I wanted to ask you, is it related to why Tucker was fired? What do you know about that?
I don't know much about it, but I can tell you my suspicions is that it definitely was linked to that.
Because see, right now, Hannity just keeps repeating himself, and you got the other Laura Ingraham bores you to tears, and Jesse Waters, he's the comedian posing as a newscaster, and they do their thing. Okay, but that wouldn't have been Tucker's MO. Tucker would have been calling this crap out. And that's why I'm asking these questions, because I was really kind of baffled. Of course, the other thing that happened too, 2 weeks before Tucker was fired, BlackRock, who now their CEO, Larry Fink, is also the CEO of the World Economic Forum. Surprise, surprise. But they come in and they become the major asset manager for Fox News parent corporation News Corp. And then 2 weeks later, Tucker's fired. And just one big happy family there with this. And I want to do a show with you sometime where we talk about Palantir and BlackRock and
Right.
all those organizations. Paul, you got a great show, Agenda 21 Radio. I've been fortunate enough to be on it many times. And we share the same platform at Red State Talk Radio. And tell people how they can follow your good work there.
Well, the best thing to do is I'm on Rumble all the time. We have our Rumble channel through American Exceptionalism News Network, and we broadcast every Saturday. On Live 365, but we broadcast live radio out of KMYC 1410 AM in Marysville, California. It's 3 hours of it's just and it's I was not going to do it, but all of a sudden fell into it because of the local politics in New California, and it's just taken off like a rocket. It's really been very enjoyable to be a part of that. But we're also on X on three different channels on X, and those are the ones that are really playing big for us right now on X and also on Truth Social. So there's a bunch of other ones. Oh, Kick. I've never heard of Kick, but we're on Kick. And again, you go to Kick to get rid of the commercials that are running on the three channels from Rumble. And they're not my commercials, but they pay the bills. So, I have to kind of go along with that. But yeah, it's pretty interesting to watch this whole thing play out. And we're on Live 365 also. So.
Fantastic. It's a great show. Agenda 21 Radio, 9 o'clock on the East Coast is when it starts for 3 hours, and 6 o'clock on the West Coast. So Paul's an early riser. And on that note, we're out of time. We got to let him get to bed because he's got an early show
That's
tomorrow.
right.
Paul, thanks so much for joining us. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you, David, very much for the experience.
Take care.